Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Antigua and Barbuda. Good morning, Jamaica. Good morning, Dominica, Grenada, Trinidad and Tobago. Good morning, Mother Africa. Hello and welcome to the United States. This is Dr. Erita Taylor, author of His Strength in My Weakness, A Journey of Brokenness, Breakthrough, and Transformation. My book can be found on ZulonPress.com and Amazon.com. And if you're in Antigua, you could pick up a copy at Best of Books or at Methodist Bookstore. Thank you once again for joining me this morning. It is indeed a beautiful day, and I thank God for it. This morning, I want to talk about something that needs to be said. When I started my podcast, one of the questions that followed me for quite some time was, how did you do what you did? I didn't do it by myself. And I hope that somewhere along the line, you guys are seeing a broader picture. Perseverance. It takes perseverance, and it also takes God. You have to be strong mind, strong will, handle the pros and cons to be able to make it. I've always heard God did not give us more than we can handle. And sometimes when we're in a tough spot, we're thinking, well, you know what? I am just so tired of going through things. I'm tired of not having money. I'm tired of being sick. I'm tired of being in a bad relationship. I'm just tired of being treated the way I don't want to be treated. And so we think, well, you know what? I just can't do it anymore. And some people have committed suicide, but the stronger ones of us, we're still here. Thank God for that. So what I want you to do, listeners, is think of a time when you're going through a rough time in your life. It might be a divorce. It might be your health. It might be you have no money. You have no food. You don't know where you're going to sleep. Your car broke down. You lost your job. And then I want you to look on the other hand and think about what happened. Try to picture this in your mind. Here you are. Something bad is going on in your life, and you look on the other side and you see, well, okay, I lost my job, but then a family member or a good friend came by and bought me something to eat. My father died in 1996, and he died July. My son Kyle was born December. And I know a lot of you can relate to that. When someone dies, then you have a birth. But we don't tend to look at it that way. Sometimes when we're going through stuff, we can't see a brighter picture. We can't see through the walls and all the struggles that we're going through. But that's what I'm here to tell you this morning. That's how God works. When he closes a window, he opened up two more, or he opened up a door where your whole body could come through and you don't have to climb on anything to get through that window. He opens up a door. So when something bad is going through your life, some of you have lost your job with this COVID. Some of you have lost loved ones. They have died. But the number one thing is you're still here. Some of you have lost your job, but somewhere, somehow you're making it. Whether it be savings that you had, a family member or a friend coming through for you, good things always come from bad. So when you're going through something bad, don't let it burden you down. Don't let it keep you down there. Look for the good, because it's going to come. The sun always comes out after the rain. It doesn't rain forever. Even the Bible, when they had all that rain that was going, the sun came out. So no matter where you're at, no matter what you're feeling today, just have hope. Have hope that the sun will shine again. You will get a job. And some of the times we get better jobs than the ones we have lost. Sometimes we get help from people that we never even expected to help us. And what, one casserole dish might turn into two, because one neighbor bring one, the other neighbor bring one. And next thing you know, you have meals for the rest of the week. Don't let these bad things that happen in life keep you down. No, bad things happen because they're supposed to help us mature, help us to grow, help us to lean on God. And God wants to lean on others. That's how we know that there is a God, when we lean on others. And when others come through for us, no matter what you're going through, and I know most of you know what I'm talking about, if not all of you know what I'm talking about. When you're going through a bad time, just think. Stop and think. What good came out of that? because something good happened. It could have been you made new friends. When I was struggling with my boys after my ex-husband left me, I made a new friend, and she was my friend until she departed this world. And she watched my children and took care of them. So while I was wallowing in self-pity, God made a way for me. And he will make a way for you, because he promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And I made that new friend, and I loved that woman as much as I could love someone who didn't give birth to me. I loved her. When you go through a bad divorce, a bad relationship, if we don't lock ourselves away and say we will never love again, what happens is we find someone who loves us much stronger, love us the way we want to be loved. So sometimes we have to let go and deal with the bad things that happen to us to be able to experience something good. Sometimes a birth of a new baby, like I mentioned, my son Kyle was born in December after my dad died. I know that have happened to some of you. You lose someone and you gain someone. God did not give us more than we can handle, and he promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So no matter where you're at today, no matter what you're going through, when you get up in the morning, keep hope alive. Keep it alive. We don't need to smoke and drink and do drugs to get through life's problem. Like I said before, the problems are what make us stronger. They mature us. They teach us and teach us to be better human beings. I was telling a friend of mine, man, I never knew so many things was wrong with me until I got into a relationship. But that's what relationships are about. They help us to see the things that we need to curb. Some relationships we shouldn't be in. But the ones that are the ones we mean to be in, they just help us to curb all those little irks that we do. But if you stay by yourself, or if you stay down, you can't enjoy that. The little things that are there for us to enjoy, I always talk about the beautiful sun, the grass, the trees. We can't enjoy those. We can't even see those if we're down there deep within ourselves, struggling with our problems that we shouldn't even be struggling with. And I'm speaking from experience, because I have been really low. Yeah, I have been really low in my life. And I thank God I'm not there anymore. And I know why he uses me to tell my story and reach out to others, because I've experienced his goodness. I've experienced his grace and his mercy. And I'm telling you, I am testifying here this morning that darkness does not last forever. When you go to sleep at night, it's dark. But when you wake up in the morning, for those of us that's not doing third shift jobs, by the way, when you wake up in the morning, the sun is out and it's bright, which means darkness does not last forever. So whatever you're going through right now, loss of a loved one, like I said, Christmas is coming and you can't even get together with your family like you normally do. Just thank God that your family and friends are still alive, because so many people have lost their life with this virus. Yesterday, I saw a heading and it says that COVID has surpassed cancer in the amount of lives it have taken, and that's a lot. But you're still here, and that's something to be thankful for. And while you're still here, just try to keep hope alive. Look for the things that are gonna make you feel good about yourself. I put a post out every day, and I'm trying to encourage people as much as I can to make them feel good about themselves, make them love themselves. And it helps me also, because I have days that I get up and I'm just not feeling, you know, all jittery and chippy and chirpy and, you know, wanna conquer the world or whatever. And I have my moments. So those posts are helping me also. We have to try to be positive no matter what we're going through. Because like I said, light comes out after darkness. It won't stay dark forever. And God said he will never, and his word is true. He said he will never give us more than we can handle. And he will never leave us nor forsake us. If you have lost a loved one to this virus, or maybe not even just the virus, have hope that you will see that person again and get up every day knowing that you will see that person again. You give your life to God and that person knew who God was, you will see that person again. So keep that in mind. We have hope of eternal life and we will see our loved ones again. And I know I can't even begin to imagine what it's like just to lose someone just like that without even them being sick. Miss Louise was sick for a while, so I expected her dead, though it hit me hard. But some of us, we just lost our loved one without even knowing that they were going to die from this COVID. But have hope that you will see that person again. So continue to enjoy life. Don't let that keep you down. Continue to love and love hard. Continue to help others. Continue to reach out to others. Because really and truly, listeners, we're fighting a battle that we have no business fighting because it's already been fought. God knows what we need and he provides our needs every day. Like I said when I started, whenever something bad goes wrong, something good comes out of it. Especially when you're trusting God, he will take something that's not meant for you away from you and then he gives you something better. If you're going through a divorce right now, don't give up on life. Don't. And don't think that God won't give you someone in your life to love you for who you are. Sometimes we get in these marriages and we have no business being in there. Somewhere along the line, we give our life to God. And God always wants what's best for us. We are his children. He's going to give us the best of everything. So my message to you, my parting words to you is, keep trusting God. Keep trusting him to get you through these tough times that you're going through. And focus on his birth. We celebrated December 25th, and like I said the last time, we're not sure when he was born. But what we do is we set aside a day and we say, this is Christ's birth. So look forward to that because Christ is our Savior and he's going to continue to save us until the end of the world. So keep that in mind and be hopeful. The sun will shine again, my listeners. It will shine again. I am living testimony that though it is dark today, you don't know what tomorrow holds. So just live every day hopeful. And while you're being hopeful, think, what if God gave me a second chance? Father God, thank you for this day that you have made. Thank you for the beautiful sun, the beautiful trees and flowers. Thank you that the sun comes out after the rain and light after darkness. Thank you that you will help us through whatever we're going through, no matter how grim it looks, that you will give us better and all we have to do is turn to you and trust you. So for everyone going through, dear God, going through death of a loved one, divorce, loss of a child, whether that child just is a wayward child or whatever, no job, not knowing where your next meal is coming from. Father God, I pray that you just help them to whatever situation they go while they try to hold fast and look at you because your timetable is different from our timetable and we want everything right now. And we can't get everything right now and become impatient. But help us to trust you, dear God. Because no matter what we acquire in this world, when we go home, we can't take it with us. But we just want to be happy while we're alive. So help us to find that happiness and that peace inside. And help us continue to teach us through these struggles so that we could be better people. Father God, I give you all the grace and all the glory, and I just thank you for who you are. Happy birthday, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for being my Savior. Thank you for being our Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Listeners, Thank you for listening to me once again. Thank you for having me in your home, your office, in your car, or wherever you listen to me. Thank you for that. And I pray that as you look forward to the holiday season, because it's always a holiday season full of joy. Like I said last week, I remember my holiday time in Antigua, and it was beautiful. My holiday time in the U.S. is also beautiful. Sometimes we get the snow when it's Christmas, and it's absolutely beautiful. So I just thank you for listening. Enjoy the holiday season, and know that God's word is true. He will not take you someplace where he can't keep you. Just lean on him and he got you. You guys have a great rest of the week, and I will talk to you soon. God bless.